My kids are super excited about this day, too. but it actually started sometime in the 1960s. We do not have an exact, you know, date. But this time in the 1960s, a mother of six named Florence Rapport from Rochester, New York, was going a little stir crazy with, you know, six children running around, all this snow. So to have fun with her children, she invented this day app, you know, National Breakfast for Ice or National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. So she, you know, gave this to her kids and, you know, thinking, oh, it's a one-time thing. Well, next year, six kids, they remember and they want it. And so it started with this family. This family of six traveled throughout the United States and it actually got bigger. It grew. In India, they celebrate it. Like, it's a huge thing in India. So while we might not know about it that much in the States, they do know about it a lot overseas. And it's just a fun way to kind of break up the snowy blues you might be having this winter.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know, is there anything wrong with eating ice cream for breakfast nutritionally? Is it okay?
Well, I mean, it's probably not your best, you know, your best option for breakfast. But I will say having breakfast is important. Whatever you have, you definitely want to start your day out with breakfast. And every once in a while, a holiday like this is not going to break your, you know, diet routine or anything like that. And again, it's just a fun way to celebrate. And there are things that are beneficial out of ice cream. You do get the calcium. You do get vitamin D, which is important during, you know, the winter months. We're not getting that sunshine vitamin as much. And then, you know, it puts a smile on your face. So sometimes anything that's going to put a smile on your face when you're quarantining or social distancing or whatever it is nowadays, it's worth it.
Oh, no doubt about it. And then Super Bowl is on Sunday, so if you have any leftover ice cream from Saturday, well, by all means, you could eat it during the Super Bowl, right?
Definitely. Eat it during the Super Bowl. You can choose toppings to coordinate with whichever team you're rooting for. You know, go Chiefs.
Yes.
But, yeah, you know, just have a fun time this weekend, you know, and include dairy as part of that celebration.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, do you have any certain recipes? I mean, it's cool to just eat your bowl of ice cream, but I bet we can spice it up a little bit.
Oh, we definitely can spice it up. And one of my favorite things to do is take your favorite ice cream and take two cookies and sandwich it together, and you have an ice cream cookie dessert. So it's a fun way, you know, to incorporate that home baking, which I know a lot of us are doing baking at home. You know, we're going back to those comfort foods, those comfort ways of doing things. And again, a nice way to put a smile on your face. Even if you wanted to use this not only for the big game, but for Valentine's Day coming up, you know, just a way to put a smile on your kids' faces and say, I love you.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do that.
No doubt about it. And even if you feel bad about eating the ice cream, you could probably put some fruit on top there and make it even, you know, a little more nutritious,
yeah,
and attractive, if you will.
Oh, you definitely can. I mean, instead of using maybe a yogurt smoothie, you could do an ice cream milkshake and put that fresh fruit in there, and then you're getting the fiber, the vitamins and minerals from your fruit, as well as that, you know, little pick-me-up and that dairy, vitamin D, protein from that ice cream. So it's a delicious and nutritious snack.
No doubt about it. What else do we need to know about National Ice Cream Day? Tell us a little bit more, if you will. I know you said a woman out of New York. Is that who
invented
this?
Rochester, New York,
yeah,
invented this. And so she just said one day, let's have ice cream for breakfast. You know, six kids, and I have two kids. I can't imagine having six kids and, you know, snowy Rochester.
Yeah.
You don't get out very much.
Right.
So they remembered, you know,
yeah,
it was during a blizzard. And like I said, this has gone nationwide and worldwide. So Nepal, Germany, New Zealand, Honduras, they all celebrate it. In China, actually, in 2003, this was actually featured in China's version of Cosmopolitan magazine. So it's definitely out there. It's just really fun. And it's always celebrated on the first Saturday of February. So it kind of changes, you know, every single year. But it's good. And now you can actually Google, you know, # ice cream for breakfast days. And a lot of charities are attached to that as well. So there might be something out there that you want to throw your support behind. So definitely check it out.